I think it was around 2009. I got a phone call from a writer at Entertainment Weekly who had just experienced the movie and said he wanted to write an article about it. And at first, I thought, you know, nice, good joke, you know, whoever this is. But I talked to him, and he began to tell me that it had this cult following, and it had celebrities that were fans of it, and it was being shown at universities. And I knew there was something there when I first saw it. I knew it was, you know, it was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever seen, but I knew there was some comedic value if it ever got shown. And so I kind of marveled at the fact that here it was 6 years later and people were still talking about it. And then after that, it just kind of took off.
So you, beyond that first screening at the theater that Tommy rented, you hadn't seen the film or knew how far it had gone?
It had become kind of a small LA cult movie. He had continued to screen it after that, and these film students just ate it up, you know, and they invited all their friends. And it was like this small little gathering of people that would show up once a month and mock it. And that lasted for a couple years, and then I kind of discontinued, you know, showing up. It was like, okay, this is kind of a nice moment for Tommy, and that's what it was going to be. And it continued to grow, and word of mouth. You know, it's the type of movie you want to pass on. And so, yeah, I never would have expected that it would have gone anywhere.
So, to what do you attribute this second life? This, because it's 2003 the film came out. It's now 2015. How is it still living on?
I think there's just nothing else that's like it out there, and it's a totally different form of entertainment. It's a great event movie. It's a place you can just always come. And you know what you're going to get, and you want to bring new people. And just not many movies out there can still pull that off. You know, there's the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which has done that for a long time. But what's different about that is that's got music and good acting, and it's campy and off, but it's, I get it. But this movie, you know, it's just people walking in and out of doors saying hi.
Hi, babe.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hi, Mom. How are you? Hey, baby, how you doing?
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Johnny.
Hi, Doggy.
Hey, Denny.
Hi, babe.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Denny.
Hey, Denny.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Denny.
I can't believe that audiences have just been able to bring a life to this movie, that the movie is just really entertaining when you got the right audience to watch it with.
Could you compare it to any other cult bad films?
No, and I think that's really where it shines, is you have the filmmaker, the director, the star, it's the vision of this one man who sees the world totally different than anybody else, and therefore you couldn't get a film like this, because anybody that would invest money in a movie would never allow the finished product to be this. So it just kind of worked out perfectly for Tommy. He got to be himself, you know, unedited, just raw, and it's really hilarious to watch.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh, hi, Danny.
What's wrong with Mark?
He's cranky today. Girl trouble, I guess. What's new with you?
Not much. Still going to the movie tonight?
Oh, sure, we are.
What kind of movie are we gonna see?
Well, we'll see. Danny, don't plan too much. It may not come out right.
All right, let's toss the ball around.
Okay.
Well, you said it worked out perfectly for Tommy, but I would think, especially from reading your book, that you made it happen. You kept the ball rolling. Does he recognize that?
Yeah, he's definitely been, you know, he always would make a clear case that I was like the one person who was loyal to him. And it's just, no matter how different we are, we just shared this kind of a bond of not really fitting in and wanting to do something that no one really believed in us to accomplish. And it just kind of allowed this movie to get made. I know that Tommy, you know, he sees himself as like the next Robert De Niro, but I think in the end, for what he had to offer entertainment, it really worked out well for him. Even if he doesn't see it the exact way that it is, I think it worked.
So since The Room has become a cult classic, how has your life changed? I imagine in some unexpected and some very expected ways.
Yeah, again, it comes to it, The Room is the one thing that I've done that I put absolutely no effort into, just because you could try to give a great performance, and with that dialogue, you were gonna fail miserably.
I love him.
I don't believe it.
You don't understand anything, man. Leave your stupid comments in your pocket.
So I really didn't give anything to the movie, and it's the one thing that's brought so many opportunities and so many experiences. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword, because it's like, I believe in getting some sort of adulation for doing something great. And it's like, I feel like I need to now go out there, and it gives you a chance to go out there and try to be creative and prove yourself. And I think that's kind of my goal, you know, for me. And, you know, it's introduced me to a lot of great people, and I can't really complain.
This book is certainly something to be proud of.
Yeah, I think the book was finally a chance where I had some sort of creative control and was able to tell a story in the way that I wanted to. And so the book is definitely a start, like in the right direction. Like, without The Room, I wouldn't have been able to do that. So it's working your way out of this dark hole and trying to prove yourself.
I think you're doing really well. And it's quite obvious from the movie and from the book that all of these people are good people and real people. And as I heard you say in another interview, or maybe it was your co-writer, Tom Bissell, that the one thing about The Room is, even in the midst of watching it, you want to know who these people are and how they're doing and what they're up to.
Yeah, I mean, everybody had kind of a similar goal or a similar dream of, you know, go to Hollywood and just get in movies and try to find your way. And this movie was just so odd, and the whole experience was so odd, and it went away for so long, and then all of a sudden came back, and like, people had started new lives and moved away. And to go through this experience and to go through it with like, such a great group of people, you know, we all got kind of lucky.
And so you still keep in touch?
Yeah. I think we're all in shock of what's transpired.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me, and welcome to Atlanta, and congratulations on your continued success with The Room. It's really fun.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.